It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Good morning, Pamela Tussis, Mr. Fern.
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
A-Town, how you doing this morning?
Doing well. Feeling pretty good.
Feeling pretty good. And then when we mess with him, he won't look up.
I know. Because he already know.
There's nothing to say.
There's nothing to say, he said.
That's right. Well,
you know, yesterday I came out, and I'm still on this whole thing about if you win your conference tournament, you shouldn't have to play in the play-in game.
Yeah, and a lot of people agree with you.
I know, because I know what the hell I'm talking about, Pamela. Even though some people on the show say I get lucky every day, but anyway.
Yesterday was a good day.
Yesterday was a good day. Well, I get lucky because most of the time I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But I was lucky yesterday. So here's the deal. Grambling kind of said, well, you know, regardless of whether we can do the play-in game or not, you know, we're going to win.
That's right.
But guess what? If they got automatic big and have to play in the play-in game, they'll probably be in the same position they're in right now.
Absolutely.
However, shout out to the Grambling State Tigers. I mean, shout out.
I'm
wearing my HBCU hat.
I see.
In honor of the HBCUs getting it done. And I caught the tail end of the game. Mm-hmm. I must admit, I didn't watch the whole game, but they went into overtime, I think.
Yeah, and I think they came back from a big deficit to win.
I'm pretty sure somebody saw it. 919-890-6200 gives a call. Because, you know, the Sports Shop, we can't do everything.
No, we can't.
I mean, we can't be everywhere. Sometimes we don't get a chance to catch some of those things. I had planned to do it, but I was at an event and I couldn't get to my phone.
And I was celebrating my daughter's birthday.
How was that, by the way?
It was awesome. A lot of people came in town to help her celebrate. So we had a great time. We hung out late.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure happy birthday to her, and I know she had an unbelievable time.
Yes.
But I didn't get a chance to catch the game. Did you catch any of the Grambling game, A, at all?
I did not. Okay. I was getting ready for today, I guess.
I know you hard at work, so that's the way it goes, man.
Yes.
But we're gonna talk. But shout out to them, and you know, it's today. It's well, I will say. Yesterday was the official day of the tournament, today is the official day, in my opinion. Back in the old days,
mm-hmm.
where you started, because I used to even while I was working at IBM in a couple other places, well, IBM and one other job I had.
Because you know, you've been working for yourself all along.
I know for 30 some years, yeah. but when I was back in the day, I used to always wait 12 o'clock, go out to the sports bar, sit down and watch because the opening rounds, like the 12 o'clock games, they always like a tradition. It was so cool to just sit there and watch that and just, you know, have a beer or whatever you want to have. But it was like a tradition of mine. Then I started taking my daughters out there with me. I used to take them out of school sometimes. We'd go out there and watch the games, you know.
They've been around sports all their life.
All their life.
They don't know no other thing.
They loved it, though. They had, you know.
Some people playing with dolls. They holding basketballs and footballs and going to games.
I
love it.
That is so true. But it's always a good time, though. It's always a good time. And I'm glad that we're finally here. But last night, Colorado defeated Boise State in the second game, and of course Grambling State defeated Montana State 88-81. And again, I think that game was in overtime. So the first four, we got our first four now from yesterday and the day before. Now the tournament starts.
Here we go.
And I'm so excited. And by the way, just a side note, I just saw this. I knew this happened. Look at this other thing called the. That's another tournament going on. You got the NIT going on.
Yes.
And you have the NCAA tournament going on that we talk about all the time. But, you know, Alabama A&M, we playing some postseason basketball.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we defeated Austin Peay last night. Now, you say, well, where y'all playing? I think this is called. But, hey, a win is a win is a win. I used to joke about this. I think this is the CIT or something like that. I think it is.
Oh, you did? Is that the one with the
Where you pay 30? Where you pay 30 grand?
Yes.
And you get the door?
Yes. Non-traditional radio. They revenue. They used to call that NTR.
Amen at all, because my team won. And you know what?
Oh, they getting some money.
We get some paper. And we playing basketball. I should have betted on my team. I forgot they was playing. But now's the reason why I'm wearing my hat. We defeated Austin Peay. Defeated Austin Peay. I think Austin Peay is coached by Nate James, I think, who played at Duke and coached at Duke, if I'm right about that. So, yeah, shout out to the Alabama Man of Bulldogs. That kills me.
Way to go. It is funny that the one you talk about.
Hey, you know what?
Your school.
It lands different now when your school's involved.
Right, right. Yeah. It's a great tournament to be in.
We got a great tournament. We got a postseason tournament. The Alabama Man and Bulldogs, baby. I'm serious. We actually won the game, so that's what's up, man. We beat Austin Peay, which is, they were favorite. To win that game. So yeah, there you go. So there's a something called a CBI and a CIT.
Mm-hmm.
And we played in the CBI. but we won. There you go. So I'm excited. How about that? But again, shout out to Grambling State, HBCU representing, making it happen, man, and I'm so happy that they did that. And now that they'll be part of the 64, they play on Friday. But today, you got them Hills fan today.
That's right.
And you know what I thought was interesting? I'm rambling because I'm going to get into some other stuff in a little bit. But I thought it was really cool that when the Hills went down to Charlotte, guess where they practiced at?
Where?
Johnson C. Smith, another HBCU.
Mm-hmm.
And guess why they practiced over there?
Why?
Because Hubert Davis, head coach, Hubert Davis Jr., head coach, or the North Carolina Tar Heels, father, Hubert Davis Sr., and his mother attended school there. His father played basketball at Johnson C. Smith. Yeah. And Coach Davis made a comment that every time, at a minimum, every other year, we're going to come down and have a scrimmage.
That's awesome.
Over at Johnson C. Smith, showed him some love. And I thought that was so cool.
That is, and great exposure for them.
Yeah, it is. So shout out to John C. Smith, who is right there in Charlotte. Great institution. I was so impressed last year we had this chancellor's event at UNC Chapel Hill. One of the most impressive chancellors on that stage was a gentleman from John C. Smith. And he's since retired now, but that dude was so impressive. Every time I think about Johnson C. Smith, I think about him, so. There you go.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
It is Throwback Thursday. More importantly, it is Tournament Thursday. Tournament action kicks off at noon. High noon. 12:15, I think, is to be more specific. But high noon today, it all starts. We're rocking out as always. That is Dio Reese.
Good morning.
I have the K-Mac 1, and we're the Sports Shop 1 because we're never number 2. We got the firm, Pam Thompson Smith. What's up, Pamela?
Good morning.
Let's go heel.
Let's go. Let's go heels.
That's what I'm talking
Put
about.
Put it down.
That's right. Here we go, Pam. Say tar.
Tar.
Heel.
Your voice sounded a little weird there. Like, it went a little high.
Isn't that how y'all do it?
Not at all. Wow.
That's not how you guys do it?
Even the same level. Tar. Heel. You say tar, I say heel. Put it together. Tar heel.
Yeah. Yuck. Hey, Tal, what you got, man?
So the poll question presented by Oak Grove Tech. How many number one seeds will make the Final Four? 1, 2, 3, or 4? And 58% of people are saying 2 number one seeds.
Hmm. All right, that's fair. 2 number one seeds, kicking it off, doing what they do. Let's talk about the game everybody is really interested in. Is the first number one seed be taken today? Will be UNC and Wagner in Charlotte. I don't think it should be a problem. Anybody?
I don't think so.
Nobody.
No, I think we're good.
Should be no issues.
We should be no issues.
2:45 today.
Mm-hmm.
They should be tipping off. But before that, there's a 12-15 game, Mississippi State and Michigan State in Charlotte. They'll be tipping off. Now, this game, Michigan State hasn't – I don't think they've played very well this year.
Nah.
But they do have Tom Izzo as the head coach, and anything's possible. But Mississippi State seems to be playing really good basketball coming into the tournament. So I give Mississippi State the edge on this one, which means we're set for a Saturday matchup, Mississippi State and UNC. Who you got in that one, Pam? I'm just curious.
Saturday matchup?
Yeah.
UNC.
Oh, yeah? You think UNC? Mm-hmm. Hands down, no problem.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Anytime you're at this level right now, it could be anybody's game. You got to pick who you think is going to win.
Yeah. Other number one seeds, this was interesting, is, dang, where'd it go? I lost it on my page. Houston and Longwood, I don't think that's tomorrow. I don't think that's going to be an issue. Mm-mm. To go along with, you know, A-Town's poll question here. I don't think you. Here's a question: do you guys think Houston can make it all the way to the Final Four?
No, I'm not picking. I'm not picking them.
You don't think so?
All right. No,
they're in one of mine, but I don't.
Yeah, I don't think they can make it. Yeah,
I can't remember. Now. Did I say? Yeah, I said they can make it. I said they can make it. Unfortunately, I had them beating Duke. So
yeah. Oh, okay.
So unfortunately, that's probably. I think that'll be a bit much for them once they have that matchup. Then UConn, who some say to be the overall number one seed, they said they have an unfair bracket. It's a little tougher than it should be.
Yeah. I agree. I mentioned.
You think so?
Yeah, I think we said that too.
I said that earlier. I said that they had three conference winners in the Illinois, Iowa State, and along with Auburn. They're very capable of beating them. They got the type of players similar to UConn. UConn's been there before, obviously, defending champions. But I think I think Iowa State gonna take them down. I could be totally. I just feel that way. I have no data to back that up. I just feel that way. Yeah.
So Stetson don't have a shot.
Who?
Stetson.
Oh no.
They'll be taking on Stetson in the first round. So nah. I don't know. I don't even know where Stetson is.
I don't either.
I don't know that one, but you know, I don't think there'll be an issue. But UConn and Auburn probably facing off out of that bracket is probably where the real test is going to be. So I don't know. And one bracket I have Auburn being able to get them.
Okay.
You know, one bracket I don't. So we'll see. And the last one, last number one seed, is Purdue. I know Purdue has a big man. I know they've been playing well, but I don't know. But this bracket seems to be one that they can navigate fairly easily. So, I don't know. What do you guys think?
I don't think
about Purdue.
I didn't have Purdue in my Final Four at all.
Yeah, I don't have them in the Final Four
at all.
Obviously,
they'll get to 8.
I got 660. I'm losing to Tennessee.
That's a good pick.
I'm losing Tennessee, but I am taking your guys Sanford to make the upset over Kansas.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
Yes.
Yeah. I go Bulldogs, man. Right off of Lakewood Drive. Somebody called me from Birmingham. Said, you know, I said Lakeshore. But it's called Lakewood Drive.
Lakewood.
That's where they located in Birmingham. So. Lakewood. And even Greg R. Williams talked about them a couple of weeks ago because they beat UNCG over in the tournament. He said, man, them guys out of Birmingham can play. So that's why. Put it down.
Put it down.
Them guys out of Birmingham can play.
Don't be hating when it happens. I'm just telling you.
Put it down. And McNeese State, I have them upsetting Gonzaga.
Joe Dumars' team out of Alexander, Louisiana, right there. Good Gonzaga. They all right. They're not the Gonzaga old, though.
They're definitely not the Gonzaga old.
That's why I have
great
them
point.
Catching it early. The only one I'm worried about is may let me down. I'm taking Tennessee all the way to be facing off against South Carolina. I got them winning and facing Purdue. I'm picking Tennessee, but Tennessee have beat St. Peter's, possibly having to beat Texas, and possibly having to beat South Carolina.
Yeah, that's why.
That's a tough one.
That's an easy one. That's why they're in my Final Four.
I got Tennessee.
So I got Tennessee in my Final Four.
So Tennessee making it through St. Peter's, Texas?
Yeah. Barnes' old team?
Yeah.
But they're not good as Tennessee.
Okay.
Right. They're not good as Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then we got South Carolina.
South Carolina's a good team. They played each other already, but I think Tennessee's better, though. Mm-hmm. But again.
That's a tough little stretch for them, I think.
St. Peter's.
But I did really, pick them.
Wait a minute. You said, I mean, St. Peter's had, every dog, they already had their day.
Okay. But they can have it. But if they haven't had their day.
They can't have a day back to back. They already had their day.
You only do it one time.
Every dog on a day. They say every dog, every dog has his days. That's said day.
He
said they already had their day.
And gave you a quote behind it.
Wait a minute. I need to go back and look at my bracket. Who's had their day?
Right. I'm going to reevaluate mine based on that.
I didn't know. I didn't know that's what we were checking.
They ain't got no days.
I didn't know we were checking for them. Well, hold on. Let me go back through here. Have Sanford had their day?
This
will be their day coming up. Day. I'm telling you right now. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Wait a minute. Somebody else I got over here. Who's had their day? Let me go to. They've had a day. Can't bet on toothpaste. We already told me that.
Don't bet on toothpaste.
Can't bet on toothpaste. Dayton had their day. No? Okay, all right. Okay, maybe not.
Right. Drake might have a day for a minute.
I keep telling you about he doesn't Toronto, don't he?
Vermont, have they had their day?
Yeah, they had their day.
Okay, good.
They had their day about 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay, thank you. Well, Duke is what? Okay, hold on. State and Texas Tech.
They had that day.
And we knew he was going to say that.
That day was last Saturday.
Yes.
D.C.
Oakland, yeah. Kentucky. Oakland out of Michigan, by the way.
Yeah, Oakland has had their day before, but it won't be the day.
It won't be this day.
They won't win against Kentucky.
Nah. It won't be this day. Grambling State?
They had their day last night.
They had their night.
They had a night.
I was not aware that you don't get multiple days.
No, you don't.
You get one day. You get one day. Reese said, you already used your day now. Don't come in and ask
me
no more.
Be careful when you use your day.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to look at the tournament totally different.
Mm-hmm. Remember, you start here, you go out here, right, and then you see who's had their day.
I mean, if you use that philosophy, you'll be just fine.
I got it now. I got to go back real quick. We got a couple hours.
He said, you got promoted last year. Stop coming in every year.
You already had your pay raise.
Don't come in. Maybe some truth to what he said. You already had your day.
Maybe.
You only get one a year. Oh, that's another question. Is it by year? Like you had your day.
No, for some teams. It's over sequences of years. Like maybe three or 4 years. Yeah.
So you get one day over a
like St. Peter's. That will never happen again.
It expires after 5 years. Then you can start over.
It's just the level of confidence that he's
like he knows he's right. Like it's crazy.
No, it's just like he just be crushing people. Because
first of all, if I know, don't you think the people they playing know that too?
Well, this is why you just crush people hopes and dreams. Oh, that ain't gonna never happen. Somebody sitting there going, well, why am I even playing in it?
Right, exactly.
Why do we even play? This guy says we'll never be anything.
No. They did pretty good to get where they are right now. Right. They're just not gonna have their day to day.
It's over now.
You'll never make another A. Wow. You're destined to be a C student.
But don't stop studying.
Don't stop studying.
Keep on keeping on.
Keep believing. Like, I made A's last year. Son, you're not going to do that again. Don't worry about it. He said he won't do it. Anyway, all right. Any surprises you guys feel like that's coming up today?
No, not today. Yeah.
Surprise?
Not today.
Oh, okay.
Today.
We don't know where they are. There will be some, though. That's always some.
Yeah.
That's always
Somebody's going to have that day.
Somebody's going to have that day.
That's good.
Man, be the day. Maybe tomorrow, but it's going to be that day.
So when you have your day,
yeah,
just know you ain't getting no.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.